Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Members of the Cottington County Board of Commissioners voted to give themselves a small pay raise this year. The commissioners met for the first time in 2018 this morning, and they voted unanimously to give themselves the same cost of living increase as other county employees, 1.5%. Here's Board Chairman Myron Johnson.
I, for one, I hate to give myself a raise or when you're on a board, but it happens that you start falling behind. And if you keep up with the 1.5% or, in this case, $26, $27, it isn't such a big hit on the budget. So it's not such a big hit all at one time, and it keeps us kind of current. And I have not, to be honest with you, I don't know what the surrounding commissioners get in the surrounding counties. I've seen some of that data, but I don't remember what it is. I know some of the counties, they do get insurance in addition to what they do get paid. We do not.
With the pay raise, commissioners will get a salary increase of $26.88 a month. That will push their annual salaries to nearly $22,000. Johnson, as chair, makes an extra $100 a month for an annual salary of just over $23,000. The commission also voted to raise the salaries of election judges at the recommendation of County Auditor Cindy Brugman.
It's currently $130 for the election and $30 for attending the school. My recommendation is to raise that to $150 for the election and $50 for attending the school. After comparing what we pay, or after seeing how we compare to counties of a similar size, I feel the increase is justified.
The school is a short training session the judges attend prior to an election. Johnson says without the increase, they could run into problems on election day.
I know we were starting to get a little bit nervous last year. I know one of the special elections for sure, as far as finding people to work. And we're at that point now where a lot of the people that have been doing it for years and years and years are starting to retire. And
we need a new generation to step up.
We need a new group of people to
take a responsibility.
In.
The commission voted to keep the county coroner's salary the same for this year, which is $175 for each death investigation he's called out to, plus mileage. A brutally cold start to the new year after record-setting temperatures over the New Year's weekend. Watertown dropped to 27 below Sunday morning, 25 below Monday morning, but there were places even colder than that. Mobridge dropped to 30 below Monday. Aberdeen was 32 below, and those were both records for the date. National Weather Service forecaster James Telkin says the good news is that some warmer weather is coming.
And then when you go towards the weekend, Saturday, we have a high up to about 20, 21, and Sunday about 24 degrees. So it's going to feel a little bit better in the near term. Unfortunately, it looks like for, you know, like the next week, 2 weeks in general, still be below average of what we're expecting.
Three men were arrested on aggravated assault charges following a reported stabbing in Watertown on New Year's Eve. Police were called Sunday night around 7 p.m. to an address in the 100 block of North Broadway. When they got there, they found two men who'd sustained cuts from a knife. One man had a cut on his hand, the other had a cut to his neck area. Both men were evaluated by paramedics with Watertown Fire Rescue and cleared without further medical attention. Police say four men got into an argument over property, and during an altercation, a knife was brought out. 38-year-old Todd Lyons, 55-year-old Ornorfio Lyons, and 50-year-old Rodney Crawford, all of Watertown, were arrested and were being held on $5,000 cash-only bond. Police say an argument over drugs appears to have triggered the assault. A Sisseton man injured in a three-vehicle crash in that city last month has died from his injuries. That's according to the Highway Patrol. They say 61-year-old Tony Gutierrez was a passenger in an SUV that collided with a car on Highway 10 while trying to turn into the parking lot of Teal's Market on the afternoon of December 11th. The SUV overturned and slid into another SUV that was leaving the parking lot. Gutierrez was taken to a Sioux Falls hospital. Authorities say he later died of his injuries. The Highway Patrol has identified a McLaughlin man who died in a single vehicle crash in South Dakota's Corson County. 37-year-old Joseph Summers was driving a Suburban that rolled multiple times in the ditch off U.S. Highway 12 last week. Summers was killed at the scene about 4 miles east of McLaughlin. He was the only person in the vehicle. Authorities believe a Chamberlain man whose body was found on a highway north of Yankton on Christmas Eve was struck and killed by a vehicle. The body of 18-year-old Justin Arcoran was found on U.S. Highway 81, about 4 miles north of Yankton, in the early morning hours of December 24th. The highway was shut down for nearly 9 hours while authorities investigated. Attorney General Marty Jackley's office says preliminary autopsy results indicate Arcoran died of blunt force injuries to the head and chest after being hit by a vehicle. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill that significantly expands the Black Hills National Cemetery. About 200 acres of land currently held by the Bureau of Land Management will be transferred to the 107-acre National Cemetery. The additional land is northwest of the current cemetery along Interstate 90 near Sturgis. About 28,600 veterans and their loved ones are buried at the cemetery, which opened in 1948. Senators and representatives are back in Washington this week, beginning the 2018 session of Congress. The tax cut bill was the major accomplishment of the last Congress, and that bill was signed by President Trump just before Christmas. South Dakota Congresswoman Kristi Noem says her priority now turns to the next farm bill.
I've already turned in my proposals and changes that I'd like to see enacted in this next farm bill. Some of them have to deal with the ARC payments and that program, how it operates. Some have to do with wetlands, how those determinations are made, CRP, making sure that those rental rates are accurate.
And Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith is vowing to hit the ground running as she joins the U.S. Senate this week while preparing to run in November. Governor Mark Dayton appointed Smith his second in command to replace Senator Al Franken, who announced his resignation after a string of sexual misconduct allegations. The resignation takes effect today. Smith will be sworn in to the U.S. Senate tomorrow by former Vice President Walter Mondale. Smith says she has fundamental differences in values and approaches with President Trump and some of her new Republican colleagues, but she says she's looking forward to working with her colleagues across the aisle on places where we could, quote, accomplish something. Those are your news headlines for this afternoon. Remember, news available anytime on our homepage free of charge at www.gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.